Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter. Put the
phone. He will be performing at Mercedes in the Morning's Not So Silent Night on December 6th. Dean Lewis is on the phone.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, that accent. I'm sorry. You probably get that a lot, don't you? I love it. We're such a fan. How come the accent doesn't translate when you sing?
You know, people sometimes think I sound, because I'm obviously from Australia, but people think I sound a bit more English when I sing. But I guess in America, there's not so many Australians. So it's kind of cool. Maybe it's cool. I don't know if it's wearing off, but thank you for liking.
It is such a beautiful voice that you have. Now, being Australian, and when you come here to the States, what's like the one thing that you miss from home that we don't have here in the States?
Well, you know, we have very good, this sounds very snobby, but like we have really good coffee in Australia. Whereas, you know, I think America's kind of catching up with it. Do you know what I mean? But like, it's kind of, we had all the Italians come over like in the 60s. So we have like the best like Italian coffee, which is hard to find anywhere else in the world, really.
That's interesting. I never would have thought of coffee being a thing for Australia. Yeah. Wow.
It's like the one thing that we have with kangaroos is like that and coffee. That's basically
it. Well, you guys have some pretty good slang down there too. There's sometimes I'll meet an Australian and they'll say something where I'm like, What does that even mean? Do you know what a budgie smuggler is?
yeah. They're like speedos, like your swimming costumes. We call them budgie smugglers.
What about a drongo? What's a drongo?
A drongo. A drongo is like just like a moron. Like you'd say to someone, you'd say to a friend, like you do it in like a funny way. You'd say you're a drongo, dude. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like an insult to a friend.
See, this is good. I'm learning some stuff here. How about if I say, okay, are you a root rat?
Whoa.
A root rat?
Yeah.
I've actually never heard that one. That might be like deep Australia. Do you know what I mean? I'm from Sydney. Like, I'm like a city slicker. I've never heard root rat before. I'm gonna Google. What does that mean?
It's someone who enjoys relations a little too much.
Oh, right.
Now, should we do this kind of reverse and give Dean some slang here in the States that he might not be familiar with when he's here touring?
We can. Do you have some?
What was the last one you said, Mercedes?
A root rat.
Okay. Dean, do you know what a lot lizard is?
A lot lizard?
Yes.
Is it like some sort of like a styled lizard? Like a certain kind of like lizard species.
Oh, that's so cute. No, there's probably going to be some lot lizards like by your tour bus, right? That's what.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What a lot. It's
oh,
like. It's like the
what is it?
It's like the ladies who are like all like stalking your bus and like trying to.
They
like,
hang out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And they're known as lot lizards. Yes. And guys too. Guys can be lot lizards as well. You know.
How has it been touring America for you? What's been your favorite part about it?
Yeah, look, I mean, being from Australia, it's very rare to even be able to come over here and play shows, and it's like a dream come true, to be honest.
Now, with your new success and everything, what is the craziest rumor you've read about yourself or heard about yourself?
Someone said that I was worth $5 million. I read that my net worth is $5 million. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, is it $10
million? Oh, no. It's just, I was like... Which version of me has that much money? It was because you can Google your net worth, and that was just insane. I was like, oh my god, that'd be really cool, but definitely not true.
And I did Google it, and just so you know, as of August 21st, 2019, your net worth is still $5 million.
Amazing. Who's got the money?
Yes.
That's the question.
Someone. You need to have some meetings here, Dean.
Mercedes in the Morning's Not So Silent Night. It's happening December 6th over at the Cosmopolitan, and we're talking to Dean Lewis, who will be performing that night. And we're actually planning something special that evening, Dean, because we got Matty Poppy, yourself, Natasha Bedingfield, and the Goo Goo Dolls, and Matty Poppy and Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. It's their birthday.
Oh, amazing. That's great.
Yeah, maybe you could come sing happy birthday to them for us.
I think that Goo Goo Dolls would be like, who are you? I'd be like, can you stop? Do you know what I mean? But I'd be down.
Are you kidding me?
You'd be like, yeah. Like, I'd just be asking him a million questions about Iris. Do you know what I mean? It's like, dude, how'd you write that, man? Like, during the birthday song, wouldn't be very exciting.
Isn't Iris a great song? Is that what you're looking forward to hearing from the Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah, like, they're obviously, like, they're like, I mean, I grew up listening to those guys. They're like, I mean, that Iris song is one of the, I think every songwriter has sat there and gone, trying to break that song down and go, how did you do that? Like, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Do you know where the name comes from, Iris?
No.
He told us in a recent interview that he was he wrote the song and he was looking through like a Los Angeles Weekly, just a newspaper looking through, and he saw a writer that had the name Iris that wrote an article, and he thought the name was beautiful, and that's why he went with the name Iris.
That's really cool, because he doesn't really mention that in the song, does he? Like,
no.
That's cool. That's really cool. I love that.
How do you come up with the names for your songs? Do you just go with the lyric that you say the most? Like, that's got to be a process.
Yeah, but sometimes if you say there's lyrics that just sound like, it just doesn't sound that nice, or it sounds like there's another couple of songs that are called that. So I have done that thing that's similar where I'll just like go, what's a phrase that sort of sums up the song or like makes it feel good, and then just put that in there. And then you notice like people don't even ever like realize, like sometimes I have songs that don't have any that like, one's called The Place We Knew, and there's no lyric that says that in there, but it kind of matched the emotion of the song. But people don't even ever realize. They actually just kind of go along with it. So I think it's something that you kind of learn along the way, which is kind of cool.
Well, we're thrilled that you're playing our Not So Silent Night, December 6th, and it's going to be definitely a night to remember. So we will see you then. Afterwards, maybe we'll grab a frothy if you're up for it.
Or a lot lizard?
No lot lizards, only frothies.
Yeah, no lot lizards. Thank you, but let's get some frothies.
Sounds good. Dean Lewis, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
See you, bye.
See
ya. Bye-bye.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.